Wright, Jr., the pastor of the Bethel AME Church. Reverend Wright has been pastor since 1977 and began the ministry at a young age. Reverend Wright is presently a member of the Champaign County Unified School Board. This interview is being conducted on June 24, 1983 at the Bethel AME Church, 401 East Park, Champaign. The interviewers are Patrick Tyler and Melinda Roundtree, representing the Urbana Free Library Archives Department.
I'm Reverend Wright. First, we would like to know your background, you know, your life, and we'd like to know your, you know, your childhood and your life prior to Champaign.
Born in Chicago, Illinois. My dad was an AME minister, so he did quite a bit of traveling. But basically, I considered the Grange, Illinois, the place where I was really raised in terms of we spent the most time there. But I lived in the Grange, Illinois. I lived a year in southern Illinois, around Mound City, down that area. I lived in Rockville, Illinois. In Chicago, Waukegan, and then I spent 4 years at Wilberforce University, where I received a bachelor of science degree in mathematics and applied sciences. Wilberforce is the oldest black institution in the higher education in the United States, in this church-related school. And it was founded in 1856 in Wilberforce, Ohio. Then I spent almost 3 years in the service. I was in the Ordnance Corps. I had the rank of first lieutenant when I got out. And during that period of time, I basically was stationed at Fort Leonard Wood, TUY, Camp McCoy, TUY, to Fort Sheridan, Chicago. Then I went into seminary after I got out of service for 3 years. I spent 3 years in seminary, and I went to Garrett Theological Seminary of Evanston, Illinois, which is on Northwestern University campus. I guess during that time I got married, and my wife's from North Carolina, living in the city of North Carolina. We have 3 children, a set of twins, and they're 8, and my oldest son, he was 13, and we lived in Evanston, Illinois, and I had a church in Burlington, Iowa, which is right on the Mississippi River. River towns. That particular congregation, they had 4 generations of members. You know, they could trace their parents all the way back to the beginning of the church. Then I spent a few years at Davenport, Iowa. During that time here, I guess the most notable thing is that I've been on school board for the past 3.5 years. So.
So, we are interested also in what brought you to Champaign.
Well, I got assigned to the Church of Champaign.
Oh, this church? Right. Okay.
It's a church system works as such that ministers are assigned to churches. And so, and they're assigned once a year. And so, I just got assigned to this church after I was assigned to the Church of Davenport, and I moved to the assignment. So that basically the property Champaign.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Could you tell us a little bit about your, you know, how you got started in the ministry?
Well, my first intention, I had not really planned on going to the ministry. As I said before, I had an undergraduate degree in applied sciences and mathematics.
Hi, you're right.
How are you going, Father? So after I decided that I wanted to go into ministry, and I changed courses and applied to a seminary. I went to seminary for 3 years and have a master's divinity degree from seminary.
You said something about your father?
Yeah, my father was an AME minister, and that was the reason we moved around quite a bit, and I stayed in quite a, few different places. And so by the time I had got to high school, I had gone to 5 different schools in terms of grade schools, including, if you count high school, that was about 5.
Now,
Mm-hmm.
You had said something, you was talking about, that you was a member of the Champaign District Board.
Yeah, Champaign Unit 4 School Board. Right. So, I've been there for about 3 years, looking back 3 years. It'll be 3.5 years, I guess, 4 years by the time the elections come around in November.
Mm-hmm. So, can you tell me some of your involvement, in the board? just like a brief history of, since you've been on
Well, there's been so many different things in terms of school board kind of thing. Been involved with the, just regular school board business, and just taking care of the district in terms of setting certain types of policies and this kind of thing. There's been quite a few controversies since I've been on in terms of some of the things that the board wanted to do. Redistricting, changing the boundary line, busing plan, closing down schools, getting rid of the superintendent, hiring a new superintendent, budget cutting in terms of cutting back, the budget for this year due to the lack of funds and this kind of thing. So it's been quite a variety of things.
Would you say that lately that the board has been effective as far as, getting things done for Champaign District?
Well, I think it's been pretty effective in the sense of trying to deal with the things, with the resources and trying to spend them as well as possible and get the most use out of it.
Were you influenced a lot by your father?
Well, more than likely, I probably was.
What would have been the second choice?
Well, my first choice really wasn't the ministry. I had planned on going into, as I said, my major was mathematics and my minor was applied sciences. And I had really planned on going into some kind of physics or this kind of thing. So ministry was not my first choice. And so I just switched up. So.
Could you tell us a little bit about the relationship that Bethel has with the community around the area?
I think first thing is Bethel is the oldest black church in the community. And so organized in 1863, something like that. And so it's the oldest black congregation in the community of Champaign. This particular church has quite a history in this community in terms of participation and leadership kinds of things. And so some of the members have been very, the ones, older ones, down through years have really, been involved in community kinds of things, this kind of stuff. I think at the present time, I'm on the school board in Champaign. Then a member of Belkis on the school board in the past. I was down with them. The members are involved in a lot of different kinds of organizations, this kind of thing. And so it's been very, very, very active
congregation in terms of community involvement. And I think somebody is doing a paper, University of Dissertation, on blacks at the University of Illinois, and that history is very much tied up with the Bethel AME Church, because one of the members was very involved in campus and also the church, and that kind of connection, because I think prior to integration and housing, this kind of thing, that most of the black students at the University of Illinois had to live in the black community. And so Bethel supplied many of those kinds of places, also supplied many varied activities in terms of, even had a community park, had a library at one time, had a church band at one time. And so there were a lot of activities that involved out of this particular church and congregation down through the years.
But just by covering the things I had to ask, I was going to ask another question. So,
anything else now?
That's basically, all I need.